Well, hey, good morning and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Paul. I'm the teaching pastor for the Marion campus. Thanks so much for joining us today. Hope your week has been great so far. This past Sunday, we were in Matthew chapter 4 as we continued in our Ascent series. And within Matthew 4, we see the temptation by Satan toward Jesus. And really, we'll call it the Mount of Temptation as we tie that in with the Ascent series. And one of the things we focused on in this message on Sunday was just some of the tactics of Satan in his temptation of those who follow and love Jesus, and in his temptation of those who don't follow and love Jesus as well. It's absolutely fascinating that we go from in chapter 3, the very end of chapter 3, God the Father saying, "This is my beloved Son with whom I am well pleased," to then the Holy Spirit of God leading Jesus into the wilderness to be tempted by Satan. That alone is just fascinating and worthy of consideration and thought. Absolutely. But I wanted to get into some of the tactics of the enemy, because I think when we know what the enemy's tactics are, and he's been using pretty much the same tricks, I think, all along. When we know what to expect, it's easier to prepare. It's not to say that any fight or battle with Satan is easy. He is very good at what he does in his attempts to lie, kill, steal, and destroy. But something I thought was fascinating in his first two temptations of Jesus, and the third one is worded differently, but it still attacks the same sort of core. But in his first two temptations, he uses the language, "If you are the Son of God." So first he says, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread." And then later he says, let me find it here. "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written." And then he goes on to say how angels will lift Jesus up so he doesn't, you know, strike his foot. But that initial challenge of "if you are the Son of God," and the way I wanted to try and get it across this Sunday was that Satan attacks our identity. He attacks the very core of who we are to get us to question who God is. Because our gospel identity, it's the way we say it here at LifePoint, that we are undeniably flawed, we are all sinners, and yet we are unbelievably loved. If that's not solid, if that's not fully believed, if that's not lived out, all of a sudden the enemy has taken ground. Here's what I mean by that. If we don't understand that we are undeniably flawed, that is, if we don't understand we are sinners in desperate need of a savior, suddenly everything else we believe is a jeopardy. Like, if we don't believe we're sinners, then why do we need Jesus in the first place? And then on the other end of the spectrum, if we don't believe we are unbelievably loved through the gospel and through the grace poured out to us and offered to us by Jesus, well, then we're going to be trying to work our way to heaven, and Satan's just going to have us working and working and working away, never receiving the grace of Christ and never resting in his salvation as we try and earn our salvation. And so as we're walking through our day, as we're going through our week, we need to be able to recognize, wait a minute, is Satan attacking my very identity? This might seem like something small. It might seem like something insignificant, but do I really understand? And have I really owned the fact that I am a sinner, as I've said twice now, in need of a savior? And do I really understand that God loved me as I'm a sinner, and he poured his love out for me and revealed that on the cross? And I just want you to think about that. And I want you to, just process through how deceptive the enemy can be, and how he just wants to undermine us, and he wants to cut us down and cause us to forget our very gospel identity. And if he causes us to forget or to lose sight of our identity, well, then all of a sudden everything else starts to crumble. And so today I wanna ask you, do you feel firm in your gospel identity? And if you don't, I want you to pray to the Lord, "God, help me understand I'm a sinner in need of a savior. Help me understand that you don't look at me in disgust, but you look at me in love and say, I want you, I desire you. We are unbelievably loved through the cross of Christ." And maybe this morning, maybe you're feeling like, you know what, I do feel secure in my gospel identity. I want you to praise God for that, because that is a gift from the Lord, that you would understand that you're a sinner and that you would understand you're loved. praise God for that. And the third thing I would ask really is to ask, hey, what are the ways in which Satan is trying to tempt me away from the Lord? And would you really rebuke Satan, go to Scripture, see the promises of Scripture and refute and counter the lies of the enemy? So I want to pray to that end today. I do want to say thanks again for joining us on the DriveCast. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow. But let's go ahead and pray. I'm going to pray up front and I'm going to give you some space toward the end to pray as well. Father, thanks that you hear us and that you know us and that you love us. We need to be reminded that we don't battle against flesh and blood, but we have an active enemy out there who is prowling around like a roaring lion seeking someone to destroy. And would you help us take that seriously? Would you help us not think of Satan as a cartoon character with a pitchfork and a red suit, but the horrific enemy that he is? And as we think of Satan rightly, would we not cower, but would we stand in the victory of Christ? Jesus, you were tempted, and yet you remained without sin. And so as we are tempted, would you help us walk in the victory of Christ? And would you help us understand, Father, our gospel identity and everything else would flow from that we are so loved through the cross, and yet we are so sinful and in need of your grace. And so would you strengthen us in that? Would you remind us of that? And would you give us the courage, the confidence, and the authority by your Spirit to rebuke the enemy and to cause him to flee from us? Lord, we need you. Guide us and lead us as we go today, as we go into the rest of our week. We love you. It's in Christ's name that we pray. Amen.